More importantly, she didn't want to go by her parents' house. Not yet. She would wait a few days before she even let them know that she was in town, and when she was ready, she would muster up the courage to face them. Her foot hit the gas pedal a little more as her mind drifted, daydreaming and thinking about what could be said and what was wrong with her now. Just as she was about to merge onto the off-ramp, she heard the loud pop coming from under her Lexus. She quickly swerved to the shoulder and turned the car off, knowing that she wasn't going to be moving anytime soon. She groaned as she got out of the car and walked carefully along the side of oncoming traffic, looking for whatever the source of the sound. She found it when she saw her right front tire completely flat. "Just frickin' great," she said to herself as she knelt down to take a look. Chelsea reached into the car from the passenger side and grabbed her phone. At least she could call Wyatt and tell him to come and pick her up. She started to dial his number, but stopped when she thought that he would probably be too busy to separate himself right now. He was the CEO, and as much as he loved her, she wouldn't stand between him and his business. The next option, she wasn't even going to think about, her father. If she called him, she knew that she would never hear the end of how irresponsible she was and what a dumb mistake she made by even driving without someone checking the tires of her car after it was sitting for so long. All of her life, she heard that all of her choices were dumb and idiotic, and today just wasn't one of the days that she wanted to hear it. No, she would figure this out on her own. She paced back and forth, thinking of who she could call, but no one came to mind. She was running out of options, and her last resort was just to bite the bullet and call her brother. Then she remembered the AAA card that she kept in the glove compartment. She opened the door and reached into the compartment. Her fingers swept across the touchscreen and put in her code, and before she could hit the green call button to pull up the keypad, a black car seemed to be pulling up behind hers. She watched it for a while, the phone still cautiously close to her ear. If it was a creep, at least her brother's number was in front of her so that she could yell and tell him where she was. When she looked again, she saw a man walk out of the car. "Looks like you could use some help," he said as he walked over to her side and analyzed the damage that was done to her tire. "You could say that. I just broke down." He was well-dressed, tall and handsome, and for some reason she couldn't break herself from staring. As much as she wanted to be cautious, she was drawn in by his crooked smile. She stepped back a little to let him kneel down. "You got a spare tire?" He looked over his shoulder at her, and she noticed his dark brown eyes. "I think so, maybe. It's been a while since I've driven it. I'm sure there's something in the trunk."
"You mind if I check? Unless you have someone that's coming to help you."
"No, no one's coming yet. I was just about to call someone when you pulled up." She watched as he carefully walked around the car and slid into the driver's seat, touching the button that released the lock on the trunk. He casually walked to the back of the car and opened it, searching for the spare tire and a car jack.
"There's nothing back here."
He closed the trunk and walked back over to her.
"I can give you my spare."
"No, thanks. I can call AAA and they can come and fix it." She pulled out her wallet and the membership card that was in it. After dialing the number, she listened as the operator spoke. She sighed as she heard that the wait time was more than an hour and a half. Raindrops started to plop against the windshield, and she looked over at the courteous stranger. She thanked the operator, gave her the location of the car, and hung up the phone.
"Everything okay?"
He could tell that she didn't get any good news. "It's ridiculous. They can't get anyone out here. It'll be almost 2 hours before a truck comes." She watched the traffic as it went by. "I'll just wait in my car."
"You don't have to do that. I hate to leave you out here all alone. We can go get a couple of cups of coffee while you wait."
"No. I hate to impose. I'm sure you have somewhere to be."
"Nowhere now, and you're not imposing. Consider it my treat."
She knew that it was against better judgment to go with someone that you just didn't know from Adam. She should just stay with her car in case AAA got there sooner than they said. But she wanted to. He was nice and stopped when everyone else didn't. Raindrops started to sprinkle harder as she walked back to his car. As they got in and strapped on their seatbelts, he looked over at her.
"By the way,